Welcome to Live Without Limbs Radio with Nick Vujicic. I'm your co-host, Brian Boyd. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Ah, what a great day. I tell you, this is a good day.
It is a great day. It's another day to be alive. And guess what today is?
It's National Donut Day. I can't believe you remembered that.
Well, where is my donut?
It's not National Donut Day. That's not true. What is today?
Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And for real, today is a day closer to your birthday, a day closer to my birthday, a day closer to Christmas, a day closer to Thanksgiving, a day closer to heaven. What an interesting perspective to wake up every day and just distract ourselves from the day-to-day stress. We're going to be talking about stress today and helping to put our lives back into perspective that, hey, it's not all about what we get and what we want and how things are going and waiting for things to be stable before we can take a breath and say, thank you, Jesus. No, we got to thank God all the time. And how do we deal with that stress and be thankful is what we're going to talk about. So I'm really excited, Brian.
It is. Stress is I'm not a doctor, but it's a killer. I mean, I don't know. Yep. I can't medically back. I'm not, but it's stress. I'm sure the people, everyone listening, you guys have been great in giving us your feedback, but definitely let us know how this podcast impacts you today. And one of the ways we want to hear from you is if you give us a call. Nick will answer the phone if you give him a call at 805.
Thank God for hands-free technology.
Yeah, okay. 805-380-NICK. So that's 805-380-NICK. And Nick's digital voice will come on and you can leave a message. And Nick, we've been getting a lot of voicemails, and I think we'll be integrating them into the podcast so people can other people can hear what they had to say.
You know, it encourages others to also just share, you know, their story. And Brian, the reason why we're doing this co-hosting is we don't want, you know, people to think, well, you know, Nick's the host and it's all about Nick. No, it's all about brothers and sisters in the Lord who are not extraordinary people, but just serve the extraordinary God who can take our broken pieces and make something beautiful with them. So please, if you're thinking of calling and thinking of leaving a voicemail to share about how God has encouraged your walk with him through the ministry of Life That Limbs in any way, shape, or form, it may be a part of your story that someone else relates to and also is encouraged.
Yeah, if you choose not to leave your name or whatever, you know, we'll respect that. And totally. Just give us a call, 805-380-NICK. And on our show landing page, lwlradio.com, you can find out other ways to get a hold of us and share the podcast with your friends and family.
Leave us your social security number too.
Don't leave us your social security
number. Leave your social security number.
Please don't do that. But of all the topics that we've covered, this is my favorite topic.
Oh, Nick. Awesome!
I tell you what, I know you know, it's just, you know, go to work, that can be stressful. Maybe your relationship can be stressful. You know, maybe going to the mailbox is stressful. You don't know what's going to happen. But as Christians, how do we deal with stress? Listen, tell me about your life, Nick. I mean, you grew up in a unique situation that none of us can even comprehend. I don't even know how you define stress.
Yeah, it's when you feel like the world is crumbling around you, and there are so many levels of stress. The stress of what I felt around my attempted suicide as a child was different and felt different than the stress that I experienced as a teenager and then as a young adult. And then when I went through a personal crisis and actually having anxiety attacks, where even before I woke up, I think I was age at the time, let me think, 2011. So, what does that make me? I don't know, 28 years old, something like that. Waking up every morning, for a month before I even woke up, I'm breathing heavy and my heart is pounding out of my chest and I feel like I'm suffocating. And It was something that was really hard to get through. It was even hard to pray. And the strongest of us believers, we go through our ups and downs. And that's what I want everyone to know, that we all go through ups and downs. I'll never forget the moment I decided just a couple years ago on a plane ride to just sit down and write down as many ways as possible that a human being can actually suffer. Because that helps me to, as an evangelist, come from different angles and categories of questions that people have because of their experiences. And unfortunately, experiences that are done to us or that we do or just circumstances around us put us in, it stresses us out to a point where sometimes we can't even think straight and we cannot determine the lines between lies and truth. And the greatest ways to kind of find stability in all these areas that are so crucial is a reminder of Scripture. And I want to read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 and 27. It says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life?" You know, I'll never forget the wisdom of my dad when I was anxious. And no matter what age I was, he's like, "It's okay. Take one day at a time." And that was one of the greatest pieces of advice that he had given me. You know, when we say, "Well, what about this? And what about this? And what if this doesn't happen? What?" And he's just like, "Dude, just calm down. Take one day at a time. God, in his grace, will carry you through. And don't overload your mind with things you don't need." Now, obviously, there are rational fears, Brian. You know, when I was born, my parents wondered if I would ever get a job, and I had a rational fear, would I ever get married? Would I ever be happy? It's when, though, the enemy grabs those questions and helps you actually conclude based on fears, lies about the future, and that you abruptly say, "I will never be happy. I will never get married. I will never, you know, find my purpose and place in this earth." That's when you know you're not trusting in the scriptures that Jesus has given you. And that's why I encourage everyone to be literate in their scripture. Mm-hmm. And that's why I encourage people to take their Bibles to church and not just read scriptures up on the screen. Get your own Bible. Do your own reading. Do your own study. I'm so burdened about this next generation. These kids don't know the Bible at all. No wonder why most of them fall away after high school when they move into college, is because they don't have the scriptures written in the template of their heart. And it's not just the church's job. It's also our home, our household. My children, man, if they want to stay under my roof, even if I have to put scriptures up on the wall to encourage them to hear of the scriptures of God, it is not something that's an accessory in my life. It is a mandatory understanding that we are at war, and the principalities and powers of darkness are warring for our soul. And it's in that stress, and it's in that fear, and it's in those moments where if we don't have God and the scriptures as our anchor, and some storms take out the strongest anchors, and we go through ups and downs. So if you're stressed, it doesn't mean you're not a strong believer. If you're anxious, it doesn't mean that you're not a strong believer. But it's in those times that please tell somebody, reach out to somebody, have someone pray over you, pray for you, pray with you, read the Bible together, and keep on coming back to this podcast to be encouraged, because you don't have to do this on your own. No one is immune to this stress, but it's when those storms come and the wind blows and your boat gets, you know, flooded with this water and you're like, oh my goodness, where are you, God? And it's in the stillness of that heart at those moments. And one of the ways that's practical for me, Brian, when I was going through those very difficult times, is putting on worship music. I have worship music going on in my house all the time. We have those times where I could not even sleep. I put on a song on repeat, and I probably listened to that song 400 times in a row.
That's great. That's good advice.
You know, and it's when you don't even know what to say, and it's when you don't even know, you know, what is going on around you and who you are and what, you know, what is going on. You know, those moments that you just are stressed and anxious. There are some amazing worship albums out there. One that I'm hooked on actually is by Will Reagan and United Pursuit. And United Pursuit, they did an album called The Simple Gospel. I have listened to this album now probably 70 times through in the last 3 weeks. You know, when you're looking for some new worship, right? You go to church and sometimes you hear the same songs. If you're looking for new worship, don't make that an excuse as to why you're not growing in your love and excitement with God. It's got nothing to do with your church. I hope that you're growing in your spiritual growth and walk with Jesus outside your church and not just depending on your pastor to become the father figure or spiritual leader of your home. They are there to shepherd the flock, but you are the leader of your home. And if you don't grow in strength and you don't know the 911 when you're anxious and stressed, how will we teach our children what to do in those stressful times? And so that's why I'm encouraging you. We're coming alongside of you right now, Brian and I, in prayer with you and your family. Put on worship songs and maybe put up on your wall. Second thing that I encourage people to do in stress and anxiety is actually read a psalm a day. And I actually would encourage anybody, especially veterans, it's the number one scripture I tell veterans to read. Psalm 91 is one of my favorite psalms to read. And then Job 38, you know, when anybody feels like, you know, they need a little bit of a whoop-tsh, you know, wake up to realize, hey, don't worry, your problems aren't as big as God. And God can handle it. Go to Job 38, where Job is spoken to by God in such a humbling way to remind him who God is.
So, Nick, in our house, we have a couple of those Amazon Alexas, and you know, where you could just talk to them. Yeah. And so my wife will say, Alexa, play worship music. And there it goes.
I love it.
And it's a different age, isn't it?
I love it.
When you can... You can speak to the black little box and it plays worship music. So that was really hit home here, because that's one thing we do in our house. You know, I go back to Matthew 6:27, you know, which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to your life? You know, I know there've been times that I lay in bed at night, Nick, and I look up at the ceiling and I play something called Nighttime Jeopardy, where I say, okay, my job for $300, you know, bills for 600. I just go through the whole thing, and I just pray. And I know there are that's not the time to play worship music because my wife is sleeping. But I just say, God, I come to you now, and I give you these items that are bothering me. And I think prayer is one of our other podcasts that if you haven't listened to the prayer podcast, please do. But for me, that always is a real help as well.
Absolutely. And when you cannot pray for yourself, please know that most Christians go through what most Christians go through.
So I'm not the only one doing this. It's just me, right? No one else has problems.
Yeah, Brian, this whole podcast is just for you. No, this is for everyone and of all ages. And again, the pain of what you're going through doesn't have to be understood, if you will, by the person, but God understands us. And please open up to somebody, find a local church, go to a Bible study, and just have someone pray over you and with you, and find somebody of the same gender to possibly be somebody who checks in with you and says, "Hey, how are you doing? How can I pray for you?" I think that's an awesome thing. But look, with so much power of prayer, I think it's only perfect and right that we do indeed close off with a prayer.
Let's do it.
Lord Jesus, we come before you and we thank you so much that you would help us from day to day to not worry about the things that we don't have to worry about. And we don't waste our time thinking about what we can get and thinking about what's next. But Lord, just to stop and enjoy the fact that we are alive. We thank you, God, right now for the wonderful blessings you've given us. If this was our last 15 seconds of breath, help us to be thankful for those most precious to us. Help us to give them a hug. Help us to pray for them. Father, we thank you that we are indeed more valuable than a sparrow in your eyes. We are adopted sons and daughters of the King. And we thank you, Lord, for our brothers and sisters listening. Some are crying right now, and we pray in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, would right now embrace them, give them strength, and help them, Father, with the next steps of just taking 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 week at a time. For we know, Lord, that you are faithful, and when you do not move a storm out of the way, you will embrace us until the storm passes. And Father, we thank you that you're a good God, that you only give good gifts. And we thank you, Lord, you protect our mind with your mercy and your grace for the times we cannot see your goodness. We thank you, Lord, by faith, right now for anybody who is going through a sickness and disease. We pray in Jesus' name for healing. Father, we pray if there be any secrets deep, deep down that we cannot cover, cover from ourselves and you, maybe from others, we thank you, Lord, that the truth sets us free, that, Father, you would expose anything, Father, that needs to be addressed, or you'd bring somebody along who would be that friend that you put in our path to counsel with. We pray for any woman who's going through post-abortion stress, Father, miscarriages, anyone, any man and woman who's gone through divorce. And Father, we don't have to list out all the 103 plus ways that we could ever suffer. But Lord, you know all our suffering. And we thank you, Lord, you meet us. And right there, you become our hope and refuge. So Father, we thank you that our anxiety doesn't add, but even subtract from our life. And so we, Father, in Jesus' name, ask that you would unveil our eyes, give us peace, and give us all that we need today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Nick. Hey, listen, we are so glad you joined us today for this time to talk about prayer. I mean, talk about
stress.
Stress and prayer.
Yep.
And for the last few minutes, and be sure and join us next time. We'd love to hear from you. Reminder, give us a call, 805-380-NICK, and leave a message. We may use your message on a future podcast. LWLradio.com is your destination to go to get the show notes. We'll list out all of the Bible verses that Nick mentioned, and also we'll talk about the music, United Pursuit, and we'll put some other links there so you can have that as a reference. For Nick Vujicic, I'm Brian Boyd. Thanks for joining us today.